The following is a lecture entitled Appearance of Govardhana, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasadhikari, recorded on October 22, 2014, in Vilnius, Lithuania.
So, this is the most auspicious month of Kartik. And now on Friday it is the most auspicious Govardhan Puja day. So, I was requested to speak something about Govardhan.
Ir manęs paprašė kai ką papasakoti apie Govardhaną.
Would you like to hear something about Govardhan?
Ar norėtumėt išgirsti apie Govardhaną?
Ah, okay. So, there's actually a very nice, there's one authorized scripture called the Garga Samhita.
Iš tikrųjų, tai labai nuostabi tema. Yra vienas autoritetingas raštas, kuris vadinasi Garga Samhita.
And the story of how Govardhan appeared is described there in great detail. So we will hear that, we will read and discuss from that description in the Garga Samhita. Of course, we all know Krishna's foster father is Nanda Maharaj. But Nanda Maharaj had some brothers also.
Tačiau Nanda Maharaja taip pat turėjo ir brolių.
He had some older brothers.
Turėjo vyresnių brolių.
Upananda and Abhinanda were his older brothers.
Jo vyresnieji broliai buvo Upananda ir Abhinanda.
He had some younger brothers also.
Ir taip pat turėjo jaunesnių brolių.
San Nanda and Nandanana. Nandana. Yeah. San Nanda and Nandana. Yeah.
San Nanda ir Nandana.
So one day Nanda Maharaj was speaking to his younger brother son Nanda.
Ir kartą Nanda Maharajas kalbėjo su savo jaunesniuoju broliu Sananda.
And he said, "You have heard much and you know everything.
Tu jau daug ką girdėjai ir viską žinai.
We've heard from your mouth the glories of Vraj Mandal.
Iš tavęs girdėjome apie Vraj Mandala šlovę.
Now, please tell us about the birth of the mountain named Govardhan.
Dabar prašom, papasakok mums, kaip apsireiškia Govardhan.
Why do they call it the best of the mountains and the king of the mountains?
Kodėl jį vadina geriausiu iš kalnų karaliumi?
From what world did Jamuna come?
Iš kokio pasaulio kyla Jamuna?
You are the best of the wise, O Sananda.
Tu visų geriausias iš visų išmintingųjų, Sananda.
Please explain to me its glories.
Prašau, pašlovink juos.
So now Sri Sananda begins to explain.
Taigi Sri Sananda pradeda pasakoti.
One day in Hastinapur,
vieną dieną Hastinapurvoje,
as many people listened,
kai daug žmonių klausėsi,
King Pandu asked the great pious Bhishma Dev,
Karalius Pandu paklausė dorybingojo ir iškilnaus Bhishma Devas,
as the original supreme personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, who was the king of Goloka and the master of countless universes, was about to depart.
Kaip tik tuo metu, kai depart from the void.
He was about to depart from
Kasinato.
We get to. Yeah, he was about to. He was in this. Lord Krishna was in the spiritual world.
Uh-huh.
And he was getting ready to come to the material world.
Taigi, Viešpas Krishna kaip tik tuo metu rengėsi iš dvasinio pasaulio atvykti šiandien.
So Krishna says to Radharani.
Ir Krishna sako Radharani.
Oh beloved one.
O mylimoji.
Oh frightened one. You frightened one who is afraid.
Aha. O ta, kuri išsigandusi.
You should also come with me to the earth.
Taip pat turėtum keliautum su manimi į žemės planetą.
Radharani said, my heart cannot be happy in a place where there is no Vrindavan forest.
Ir Radharani prisipažino, aš negaliu džiaugtis, jeigu tenai nebus Vrindavanas.
There's no Jamuna River.
Jeigu ten nebus Jamunas upės.
There's no Govardhan Hill.
Ir nebus Govardhanas kalno.
So then Sri Sananda explained.
Ir tada Sri Sananda paaiškino.
The Lord Hari then sent a 47 krosha, which is two miles, a 47 krosha portion of his own abode, along with Govardhan and the Jamuna, to the earthly realm.
Ir tada vieš, reiškia, šis Ananda paaiškino, kad viešpas Krishna išsiuntė iš savo karalystės į žemės planetą 47 krošas, viena kroša yra dvi mylės. Tokie žemės plotą, į kurį įėjo Jamuna, Govardhanas.
So this was especially for pleasing Radharani, you see.
Ir iš tikrųjų, va, šitas veiksmas buvo skirtas būtent patenkinti
Radharani. Rajamandala, Govardhan and Jamuna were sent here by Krishna to please Radharani.
Rajamandala, Jamuna ir Govardhanas buvo atsiųsti čionai tam, kad patenkinti
Radharani. Krishna did not want to come alone, he wanted to come with Radharani, you see.
Nes Krishna nenorėjo nužengti čia vienas, jis norėjo nužengti čia kartu su Shrimati Radharani.
But he had to make arrangements so she would be willing to come also.
Ir dėl to jam reikėjo kai ką padaryti, kad jinai irgi norėtų nužengti.
So now we will hear how Govardhan took his breath.
Ir dabar mes paklausysime, kaip Govardhanas apsireiškė.
If you have read in the fifth canto of the Bhagavatam,
jeigu jums teko skaityti penktą Šrimad Bhagavatam giesmę,
how Maharaj Priyavrata, he was following the sun on his chariot.
Ir tenai pasakoma, kaip Maharaja Priyavrata sekė paskui saulės vežimą.
And by the wheels of his chariot, he created many different dweeps.
Ir jo vežimo ratai važiuodami išraižė vėžes, kurių dėka atsirado daug dvipų, daug salų.
There was oceans between the different islands.
Ir tarp šitų skirtingų salų buvo įvairūs okeanai.
An ocean of salt water, an ocean of sugar water, an ocean of ghee, ocean of honey, etc.
Ir tenai buvo sūraus vandens vandenynas, saldaus vandens vandenynas, ghee vandenynas.
So one of those islands was called Shomali Dweep. Actually, it's named that because there's a Shomali tree that grows on Shomali Dweep. This happens to be the favorite resting place of Garuda. He likes to sit on that Shomali tree.
Ta vieta, kur mėgsta tupėti Garuda.
So if you ever get a chance to visit Shomali Dweep, it's a very interesting place.
Ir jeigu kam nors pavyks nukeliauti tenai, į Shomali Dweep, arba su kokia turistinė agentūra, tai ten labai įdomi vieta.
So there on Shomali Dweep, Govardhan took birth from the wife of Mount Drona.
Ir tenai, būtent Shomali Dweepoje, ir gimė Govardhanas iš Dronos iš...
Dronachal is his name. King Dronachal.
Reiškia, gimė ne iš Ishi, gimė karaliui Dronachalui.
Now, since Govardhan is a mountain, what do you think his father would be?
Jeigu Govardhanas yra kalnas, tai kaip jūs manot, kas buvo jo tėvas?
Father was also a mountain.
Jo tėvas buvo irgi kalnas.
So anyway, when Govardhan took his birth, it was a very, very auspicious thing.
Ir be abejonės, tai, kad Govardhanas apsireiškė čia, tai buvo labai, labai palankus ženklas.
So what usually happens when some very auspicious thing
ir dažniausiai, kas nutinka, kai nutinka kažkas tokio labai...
What do the demigods do?
Ką daro pusdėviai?
They shower flowers, you see.
Pusdėviai barsto gėlės.
So the demigods are showering flowers.
Taigi, pusdėviai barsto gėlės.
And then all the other mountains, they come because this Govardhan is not an ordinary mountain. He's actually the king of all the mountains.
Ir tada susirinko visi kiti kalnai pasižiūrėti, nes Govardhanas nebuvo šiaip paprastas kalnas.
So all the mountains, they come there to offer their respects.
Ir visi kalnai susirinko ten išreikšti jam savo pagarbą.
What is the biggest mountain in the universe?
Koks didžiausias visatos kalnas?
Mount Sumeru.
Sumeru kalnas.
So Mount Sumeru came.
Taigi, Sumeru kalnas atėjo.
And from material calculation, what's the biggest mountain?
O jeigu materialiai skaičiuojant, koks didžiausias.
The biggest range of mountains, that's the Himalayan mountain.
Didžiausia kalnų virtinė yra kokia? Himalaya.
You know what Himalaya means?
Ar žinote, ką reiškia Himalaya?
Hima means ice and laya means place.
Hima tai reiškia ledas, o aya reiškia vieta.
The place of ice.
Taigi, ledo vieta.
So the Himalaya mountains came, Sumeru came, and they did their parikrama. It's like we do a Tulsi parikrama, they're doing Govardhan parikrama. The first Govardhan parikrama was done by them. You see.
Taigi, atėjo Sumeru kalnas, atėjo Himalai, ir jie atliko Govardhano parikrama, pačią pirmą Govardhano parikrama.
Can you just imagine what kind of scene that would be? Here, the mountain, all these mountains are getting out and offering obeisances. Can you imagine a mountain offering obeisances?
Vaizdas buvo, kalnai ateina, lenkiasi Govardhanui paskui eina aplinkui.
So they did their obeisances, they did their parikrama, they worshiped Govardhan.
Taigi jie nusilenkė Govardhanui, apėjo aplinkui jį, parikrama, pagarbino jį.
And they glorified Govardhan with these words.
Ir pašlovino Govardhaną šiais žodžiais.
In Goloka,
Golokoje,
which is filled with gopas, gopis, and cows,
kur daug gopų, gopių ir karvių,
you are the mountain of Lord Krishna Chandra.
Tu esi kalnas, kurį mėgsta Krishna Chandra.
The original Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Ir jis yra pirminis aukščiausiasis Dievo asmuo.
You are named Govardhan.
Tave vadina Govardhan.
You are splendidly manifest. In the world of Vrindavan, and you are the king of all those mountains. Obeisances to you, who are the crown of Goloka, and who sit on Vrindavan's lap. Obeisances to Govardhan.
Pagarbiai lenkiamės Govardhanui.
The parasol of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Parasol.
Umbrella.
Reiškia, aukščiausiojo Dievo asmens skėčiui.
Why do they say that? Because they knew Krishna was going to lift the hill.
Jie vadina jį skėčiu, nes jie žinojo, kad kai Krishna pakels jį.
After speaking these words, after speaking all these prayers, then the mountains returned to their homes.
Taigi, išsakė šias maldas, kalnai sugrįžo namo.
And that, because of that, now, because of this, the Govardhan is known as the best of the mountains and the king of the mountains.
Ir štai dėl to, po to, jau Govardhan žinomas kaip geriausias iš visų kalnų, kalnų karalius.
So, how did Govardhan get from Shamali Dweep to Vrajmandal, one could ask?
Tai kažkas gali paklausyti, tai kokiu būdu Govardhanas iš Shamali Dweepos atsidūrė čia Vrajmandalui?
I mean, what father would want to part with such a son? I mean,
koks tėvas galėtų išsiskirti su tokiu sūnumi?
Do you think King Drona could live without his son Govardhan?
Ar jūs manote, kad karalius Dronachala galėtų išgyventi su savo sūnumi?
So now I'll tell that story.
Na ir dabar bus papasakoma šitą istoriją.
So there's one great sage, his name is Palastra Muni.
Taigi, kada gyveno toksai didis išminčius vardu Palastra Munis?
Actually, when I got initiated, I was initiated with two other boys, and one of them was given the name Palastra. So I remember the name quite easily.
Aš gana lengvai prisimenu šitą vardą. Palastė ir...
Palastė.
Palastė.
Yeah.
Palastė Munis, nes kai mane išventino, tai kartu su manimi išventino dar kelis vaikinus ir vieną jų pavadino Palastė Munis.
So this Palastė Munis, he was traveling to all the holy places in the universe.
Taigi Palastė Munis keliavo po įvairiausias visatos šventas.
He was from Benares, actually.
Benares. Ir jisai kilęs iš Benares.
And when he got to Shamali Dweep, he saw Govardhan.
Ir nukeliavęs į Shamali Dweepą ir pamatęs Govardhan.
And he was completely amazed, this beautiful mountain.
Jis apstulbo pamatė šitą nuostabų kalną.
It was filled with flowering Madhavi vines.
Tenai žydėjo nuostabūs vijokliai.
It was heavy with abundant fruits.
Ten buvo gausybė vaisių.
It was filled with the sounds of beautiful gushing streams. It was peaceful, it was auspicious. With many caves suitable for sages to do their austerities. Not only that, it was filled with jewels.
Negana to, jame buvo sklidina įvairiausių brangakmenių.
It was very charming.
Kalnas tiesiog kerėjo akį.
It was just wonderful. It was so just beautiful. So many colorful minerals were decorating it.
Ir tą kalną puošė patys įvairiausių spalvų mineralai.
It had very nice, graceful slopes.
Ir jo šlaitai buvo labai gražios formos.
Many birds.
Daugybė paukščių skraidė
aplinkui. Deer.
Ir elniai lakstė.
And nectar trees.
Ir taip pat buvo nektaro medžiai.
And what you could hear the peacocks doing the peacocks were all over doing, you could hear the peacocks doing their peacock's call.
Ir visur aplinkui galėjai girdėti, kaip klykoja povai.
And these were not ordinary peacock calls.
Ir tai nebuvo šiaip paprasti povų klyksmai.
So this mountain was so auspicious.
Taigi šitas kalnas buvo toks.
Anybody who yearns just simply has a yearning to associate with that mountain, they become liberated just by that yearning. Desiring. Someone who desires to see Govardhan, to walk, to be by Govardhan, they would get liberated just by that desire to associate with Govardhan.
Tiesiog vien dėl to, kad jeigu kažkas norėtų būti prie Govardhano ar pamatyti jau vien to dėka galima gauti išvadą.
So what do you think Palastya was thinking when he saw this mountain?
Kaip jūs manot, ką pagalvojo Palastya, kai pamatė visas tas grožybės?
He was thinking, boy, this would be a great place for me to do my meditation.
Jis pagalvojo, o, kokia šauni vieta mano meditacijai.
So he was called the Tiger of Sages.
Taigi, jį vadino tigru išminčių tarpe.
So he went to the father of Mount Drona. Now what, when the sages visit kings, what usually happens?
Dažniausiai, kai išminčiai ateina pas karalius, kas nutinka?
The sages beg some charity, you see.
Išminčiai dažniausiai paprašo kokios nors...
The king is supposed to give in charity to the sages. So he's thinking what kind of charity he would like to ask from King Drona.
Taigi, kaip jūs manot, kokios... aukos paprašys Palastya Munis iš
karalių. And he says, O King Drona.
Ir jis pasakė, O karaliau Drona.
You are the king of mountains.
Tu esi visų kalnų karalius.
You are worshipped by all the demigods.
Tave garbina visi pusdieviai.
You are filled with transcendental medicinal herbs.
Tavyje gausu pačių nuostabiausių vaistingų augalų.
And thus you always restore people's lives.
Ir dėl to tu atgaivini visų žmonių gyvybės.
I come to you with one request.
Ir atėjau pas tave su vienu prašymu.
You see, I am a sage.
Aš išminčius.
I live in Kashi.
Aš gyvenu Kashyje.
It's now called Varanasi.
Ir Kashis dabar vadinamas Varanasiu.
I have one boon I'd like to beg from you.
Ir vienas prašymėlis, kurį norėčiau tau išsakyti.
Please give me your son Govardhan.
Prašau, duok man savo sūnų Govardhan.
I do not want anything else.
Daugiau nieko man nereikia, tik tai.
This Varanasi or Kashi, it's the home of Lord Vishveshvara.
Ir Viešpaties Vishveshvaros gimtinė yra kaip tik Varanasis.
A sinner who dies there at once attains liberation.
Ir netgi nusidėlis, jeigu jisai palieka kūną tenai,
he's telling King Drona about it.
Ir reiškia, tokiu būdu Palasya šlovina tą vietą.
The Ganges flows there at Kashi.
Toliau, kad ten Ganga teka pro Kashi.
Lord Vishwanath resides there.
Ir Viešpas Vishwanatha gyvena tenai.
But there's one thing we don't have there.
Bet vieno dalykėlio tenai trūksta.
There's no mountains.
Ten kalnų nėra.
So I will take your son, I will place him there and do my meditations.
Taigi, aš paimsiu tavo sūnų, patalpinsiu jį tenai Kashyje ir ten atliksiu meditaciją.
I will perform my austerities on your son Govardhan, who is filled with trees and vines.
Ir aš atliksiu savo askezes, savo tapasę ant tavo sūnaus Govardhano, kur gausybė medžių.
This is my desire.
Paštai koks yra mano troškimas.
So, now Sri Nandana speaks.
Dabar Sri Nandana pasakoja.
Hearing Palastya's words,
išgirdęs Palastya's žodžius,
Drona became filled with love for his son Govardhan.
Drona užliejo meilės.
His eyes filled with tears.
Jo akis prisipildė ašarų.
And then he spoke to the sage.
Ir jis pasakė išminčiui.
I am filled with love for my son.
Aš be galo myliu savo sūnų.
My son is very dear to me.
Mano sūnus be galo brangus man.
But oh great sage, I feel your curse.
Tačiau, o didis išminčių, labai bijau tavo prakeikimą.
If he ever says no, he'll get cursed by the sage. He knows he has to give him. So he's saying, I fear your curse, now let me speak to my son.
Taigi, aš labai bijau tavo prakeikimą, dėl to žinai, aš gal pasitarsiu su
So now Drona speaks to Govardhan.
Taigi Drona kreipiasi į Govardhan.
Oh, my dear son.
O brangus sūneli.
You go with this sage to the beautiful Bharatvarsha, the lord of karma, the land of karma. Go to Bharatvarsha, the land of karma.
Land of karma.
Yeah, this is the land of karma where we live. Yeah.
Ir jis sako, mano brangus sūneli, keliauk su šituo išminčiu į Bharatvarsha, į karmo žemę.
Where the people attain the three goals of life.
Kur žmonės pasiekia tris gyvenimo tikslus.
Even liberation.
Ir netgi išvadavimą.
In a single moment.
Per vieną akimirką.
And Govardhan says
O Govardhanas
to Palashya Muni.
Atsako Palashya Muni.
O sage.
O išminčiu.
How will you take me?
Kaipgi tu sugebėsi paimti mane?
I am 8 yojanas long.
Mano ilgis 8 yojanas.
5 yojanas wide.
Plotis 5 yojanas.
And 2 yojanas tall.
O aukštis 2 yojanas.
Now a yojana is 2 miles.
Yojana yra
So
8 miles.
A yojana is 8 miles.
Yojana yra 8
so,
mylios.
That means this is Govardhan at that time was 64 miles long.
Tai reiškia, Govardhanas tuo metu buvo 64 mylių.
40 miles wide.
40 mylių pločio.
And 16 miles high.
Ir 16 mylių aukščio.
It makes Mount Everest look like a little anthill.
Kalnas Everestas palyginus su juo
būtų. It's a huge mountain.
Taigi buvo milžiniškas kalnas.
This is before it got cursed by Palashya Muni to shrink. So then Palashya speaks to Govardhan. My son, please sit in my hand and I will carry you to Kashi. So then Govardhan says this. Shri Govardhan Nuvacha. I will stay where you place me.
Jis pasakė, aš būsiu ten, kur tu mane padėsi.
Wherever you place me, that is where I will stay.
Ten, kur tu mane padėsi, ten aš ir liksiu.
I will not leave that place. I promise you this.
Ir pažadu tau, ten, kur mane padėsi, iš tos vietos aš niekur toliau ir nebesitrauksiu.
So Palashya is thinking, great, that means I'll take him to Kashi, he'll stay in Kashi. Great,
Palashya
this is great.
Pagalvo, gerai. Aš jį nuskraidinsiu į Kašį, padėsiu ten, va ten jis ir liks.
He's promising to stay wherever I will set him down. Wow, that's great, he's going to stay in Kashi.
Kaip šaunu, jis pasižadėjo, kad nesitrauks iš ten, kur aš jį padėsiu. Ha, kaip viskas paprasta.
So then Palashya says, okay.
Palashya sako, gerai.
As I take you from Shamali Dweep to the country of Kaushala, I will not put you down along the way, I promise you this.
Ir pažadu tau visą kelią nuo Šamali Dvipos iki pat Kaušalės, Kaši karalystės, niekur nedėsiu tavęs.
So, you cannot imagine the strong bond of affection between Govardhan and Drona.
Jūs net negalite įsivaizduoti, kokie stiprus meilės ryšai siejo Drona ir Govardhaną.
So now Govardhan is leaving his beloved father Drona.
Taigi Govardhanas dabar palieka savo mylimą.
So he bows down before his father.
Jis pagarbiai lenkiasi savo tėvui.
With tears, his eyes filled with tears.
Jo akis ašaroja.
And now he climbs under the sage's hand.
Ir jisai atsitupia ant, atsisėda ant išminčiaus delno.
So now Palashya Muni is holding this mountain 64 miles long, 40 miles wide and 16 miles high in his right hand.
Taigi Palashya dabar savo rankoje laiko šitą milžinišką 64 mylių ilgio, 40 mylių pločio ir 16 mylių aukščio kalną.
Now you know why he's called tiger among sages.
Tai dabar galite suprasti, kodėl jį vadina tigru tarp išminčių.
Pretty heavy duty sage.
Nelengva užduotis išminčių, ne?
So, he's showing how the people can see how powerful is this sage. He can hold this huge mountain in his right hand. So now he sets out walking, moving very slowly. He sets out for Vrajmund. He sets out towards Kashi, and on the way he just happens to pass through a place called Vrajmundal. Now Govardhan is remembering When they get to Vrindavan, Govardhan remembers, I was actually with Krishna in the spiritual world.
Ir kai jie pro Vrindavaną, Govardhanai toptelio, pala, taigi buvo su Krishna dvasiniame pasaulyje.
He's thinking, Sri Krishna is the original Supreme Personality of Godhead. Who's the master of countless universes. He's going to come to this place, Vrajmandal. He's going to have his childhood pastimes with the cowherd boys. And then he's going to have his pastimes of youth with the gopi girls in this place. This is where Lord Hari will enjoy the pastimes of paying a toll.
Ir čia viešpas Hari atliks mokesčių rinkimo lylą.
And his amazing pastimes of jealous anger. It'll all happen right here.
Ir visi šitie nuostabūs žaidimai ir tie, reiškia, pavidulingo pykčio sklidini žaidimai. Visa tai vyks šianai.
I should not leave this place where the Jamuna flows.
Nereikia traukti šitos vietos, kur teka Jamuna.
From Goloka, Sri Krishna will come here with Radha.
Iš Golokos, Sri Krishna kartu su Radha ateis šiandien.
And when I see them in their transcendental pastimes, my life will become perfect.
Ir kai pamatysiu jų transcendentinius žaidimus čia, mano gyvenimas bus tobulas.
So, Govardhan was already pretty heavy, you know.
Yeah, Govardhan buvo tikrai sunkus.
64 miles long, 40 miles wide, 16 miles high.
Ilgio, 40 pločių ir 16.
But now, what he did,
dabar, ką jis padarė?
He made himself heavier, 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 heavier in the sage's hand.
Ir ką jis padarė, jis ėmė vis sunkėti, 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 sunkėti.
And the sage is trying to hold up this heavy, increasing weight, heavier, 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 and finally...
Jis bandė nulaikyti tą vis sunkėjantį, sunkėjantį kalną.
He was just totally overcome with exhaustion. He couldn't remember all the promises that were made before. The sage forgot all the things that... Wherever you set me down, I will not leave that place. He forgot all these words.
Ir jis taip išseko nuo šito svorio, jis taip pavargo, jis pamiršo visus.
Because he was so perplexed by this heavy weight in his right hand.
Jį taip užvaldė tas sunkus nešulys dešinėje rankoje.
He was so tormented by this heavy weight. Finally, to relieve himself, he put the mountain down.
Jis taip išseko ir taip nuvargo, kad galų gale paėmė ir padėjo tą kalną.
Right in the middle of Vrajmandal.
Tiesiai Vrajmandalo centre.
So, being all exhausted and dirty, he went to take bath.
Taigi, labai pavargęs, išsekęs, visiškai jis nuėjo išsimaudė.
Now, remember, Govardhan had actually gotten up. Govardhan had got up and placed himself in his hand and he was in Shalmalidvi.
Prisiminkime, Shalmalidvipoje Govardhanas pats atsisėdo jam.
Now Govardhan is sitting down on the ground, is he?
O dabar Govardhanas ant žemės.
So he says to Govardhan, stand up.
Taigi, jau dabar išsimaudęs, palaistė prie pasakė, na Govardhanai.
In other words, get back in my hand.
Taigi, eikš man ant rankos.
So what did Govardhan do?
Ką Govardhanas padarė?
You know what Govardhan did? He didn't do anything. He just sat there. Well, the sage is getting pretty disturbed, so he grabs the mountain with all of his mystic powers.
He
put his arms around him, tried with all his power to make Govardhan move. And Govardhan, the son of Drona, did not even move the space of one finger.
O Govardhanas, Drona sūnus, net per nago juodumą nepajudėjo.
So Palastya said,
ir tada Palastya pasakė,
come, come, O best of mountains.
Eime, eime, o geriausias iš kalnų.
Don't make yourself heavy.
Nebebūk toks sunkus.
Don't make yourself heavy.
Nebebūk toks sunkus.
I know you're mad at me. You're angry with me.
Aš žinau, kad tu supykai ant manęs.
Tell me why you're angry.
Sakyk, ko supykai ant manęs.
So Govardhan says,
ir tada Govardhanas sako,
O sage,
O išminčiai,
there is no fault on my part.
Aš nieko neprasikaltau.
You have put me down.
tu nuleidi mane.
And now I will never move from this place.
Ir dabar aš ir nepajudėsiu iš šitos vietos.
That was the promise I made to you.
Tokį gi pažadą tau ir daviau.
So, Palastya now gives up his attempt to move the mountain.
Ir Palastya
He quit trying to move the mountain. He gave up trying to move the mountain.
Palastya liovėsi dėjęs pastangas pajudinti kalną.
He's completely filled with anger. Completely filled with anger. He's angry like anything. His lip is trembling with anger.
Jūs net neįsivaizduot, jo lūpas drebėjo iš įsiūčio.
And he curses Govardhan.
Ir jis prakeikė Govardhan.
Oh, arrogant mountain!
O pasipūtęs,
you would not fulfill my desire.
Tu neišpildi mano norą.
Therefore, every day you will become smaller by the side of a sesame seed.
Dėl to kiekvieną dieną sumažėsi sulig sezamo grūdeliu.
So then Sananda explains to Nanda Maharaj.
Oh, Nanda.
When Palashta Rishi left for Kashi,
kai Palashta Rishis iškeliavo į Kashi,
Mount Govardhan began to shrink with the size of a sesame seed day after day.
Govardhanas pradėjo kiekvieną dieną vis mažėti po sezamo grūdelio dydį.
As long as the Bhagirathi Ganges is present,
ir kol Bhagirathi Ganga dar yra čia žemėje,
and as long as Mount Govardhan is present,
ir kol dar Govardhanas yra čia,
the power of Kali Yuga will not be fully manifested.
Kali Yuga negalės įsivyrauti pilnai.
So what does that mean to us?
Mums.
Govardhan is protecting us.
Tai reiškia, kad Govardhanas saugo.
Just as Govardhan was protecting the Brajavasis from the wrath of Indra,
lygiai taip kaip Govardhanas apsaugojo Brajavasius nuo Indros įtūžio,
Govardhan is like an umbrella protecting all of us from the influence of the age of Kali.
Govardhanas kaip skėtis apsaugo mus visus nuo Kali įtakos.
So now do you know why it's so important to worship Govardhan Hill?
Štai turbūt jūs dėl to ir supratote dabar, kodėl taip svarbu yra garbinti Govardhan.
We have to show Govardhan how much we appreciate that Govardhan is holding off the full force of the age of Kali.
Mes turime išreikšti savo padėką, parodyti savo padėką Govardhanui, kad jisai apsaugo mus nuo Kali amžiaus įtakos.
So now the concluding words.
Taigi, baigiamieji žodžiai.
Govardhanasya prakatam charitam nirnam mahapapa harang pavitram maidattava grekatitam vichitram samuktidam kau ruchitam nachitram. I have spoken to you the story of Mount Govardhan's appearance in this world.
Papasakojau tau, kaip Govardhano kalnas apsireiškė čia žemė.
A sacred story.
Tai yra labai
that removes from human beings the greatest sins.
Kuri pašalina pačius didžiausias nuodėmes iš žmogaus širdies.
That is very wonderful.
Ir tai labai nuostabu.
And it gives the greatest liberation.
Jinai suteikia aukščiausią išvadavimą.
It is not surprising that this story is so beautiful and glorious in this world. Shri Govardhan ki jai. We were very fortunate. We just came from Vrindavan. And we were in Vrindavan on the most opportune moment of the year. It's the full moon night of the Sharad season.
Mes buvome Vrindavane per patį palankiausią akimirką, tai yra Sharad mėnesio pilnatį.
Krishna says that is the most opportune moment.
Ir Krishna sako, tai pats palankiausias metas.
And he says the best place in the whole universe is Vrindavan.
Ir jis sako, pati geriausia vieta tuo metu, tai yra visoje visatoje yra Vrindavan.
So we took advantage of that full moon night and we did the Govardhan Parikrama.
Ir mes pasinaudojom šitą mėnulio pilnaties ypatingą privilegiją ir mes atlikome Govardhana parikramą.
And we got to Radhakunda, it was really, really mystical.
Ir kai nukeliavome į Radhakunda, tai buvo tikrai mistiškas
potyris. As soon as we got to Radhakunda, this storm came in and all the lights went out.
Taigi, kai tik pasiekėme Radhakunda, pakilo audra ir dingo visur šviesos.
It was really, really mystical to sit there at Radhakunda in the middle of the full moon of the Sharad season.
It's really Sharad mėnesio pilnatis, niekur nebuvo šviesų.
So we were blessed by that opportunity to do the Govardhan Parikrama that night.
Taigi tą vakarą mums labai pasisekė, kad mes atlikome Govardhan
Parikrama. Actually, we didn't walk, we took a taxi cab. You may say that's not bona fide. But it's described by Krishna himself. That you can walk or ride in a cart, in either way is bona fide. Krishna himself says it. Described in the Gopala Champu by Jiva Goswami. You can go in a cart also. So we went in a cart, modern day cart. So either way you can walk or you can ride. Either way, Govardhan Parikrama is auspicious. Either way it's auspicious and in sanks authorized by Krishna.
Taigi, kaip ten bebūtų, ar jūs apeisite pestute, ar apažiuosite su karietaite, ir viena ir kita yra labai palanku.
So just reflecting on this amazing pastime.
Taigi, tiesiog prisimenant šitą nepaprastą įvykį.
We can just think how fortunate we are.
Mes galime suvokti, kokie mes esame sėkmingi.
To have gotten this mercy of Srila Prabhupada.
Kad gavome šitą išskirtinę Šrilos Prabhupados malonę.
To even know about Govardhan.
Kad tiesiog jo malonę iš viso sužinoti.
How many people in this world even have any idea about Govardhan Hill? Practically nobody has ever heard of Govardhan Hill.
Tiesiog susimąstykite, kiek žmonių šitoje planetoje iš viso žino apie Govardhan.
It's very, very auspicious. One thing is, Prabhupada said, do not bring, take Govardhan Shilas with you. We're not supposed to break, take them with us.
Vienas labai svarbus pastebėjimas, kaip sakydavo Šila Prabhupada, niekada neimkite akmenukų nuo Govardhano kalno.
Leave the Govardhan Shilas there.
Palikite Govardhano Shilas tenai.
But bring Govardhan with you in your heart.
Tačiau parsineškite Govardhaną savo širdyje.
So are there any questions?
Taigi, ar yra kokių klausimų iš to, ką mes ten klausimų?
Mūsų mokytojų norėjau paklausti, ant Govardhano kalno yra karvutės mistiškos. Ką galima būtų apie jas papasakoti? Nes teko susitikti ir labai įdomu.
We have seen some very mystical cows on Govardhan Hill. Maybe you can say something about them.
Mystical cows. Well, there are such things as mystical cows, of course. Kamadhenu.
Yra tokios mystiškos karvutės, kurios vadinasi Kamadhenu.
If one actually becomes completely pure devotee, you can see everything. You can even see Krishna there.
Bet kai jūs tapsite tyrų baktų, tai jūs pamatysite ne tik mistinės karvutės, jūs ir Krishna ten pamatysite.
So we have to qualify ourselves and come to that stage.
Taigi reikia įgyti tinkamą kvalifikaciją, kad pasiekti tokį lygį.
But if you're an unfortunate soul like me who goes to Govardhan and you can't see Krishna standing on Govardhan.
Bet jeigu jūs tokia nesėkminga siela, pavyzdžiui, kaip aš turiu menį, va ir jūs nuėję į Govardhaną nematote tenai Krishnas.
Prabhupada explains in this way.
Tai Prabhupada paaiškina.
He says there are people wandering in Vrindavan.
Jis sako, yra žmonės, kurie klajoja po Vrindavaną.
Desiring to see Krishna.
Trokšdami pamatyti Krishna.
They're wandering through Vraj time. Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? Where is
Krishna? Krishna?
And even though they don't see Krishna, they're hankering to see Krishna.
Jų noras pamatyti Krishna
is as good as seeing Krishna.
Yra lygiai taip pat geras, kaip betarpiškas Krishnas regėjimas.
And he says, this cannot be understood by logic.
Ir jis sako, logika to nesuprasite.
But it can be realized.
Bet tai galite pažinti.
So when I went to Govardhan, I just saw ordinary cows. I didn't see any mystical cows. I saw ordinary monkeys, ordinary cows. But I'm hankering to see the mystical cows.
Bet iš tikrųjų labai norėčiau pamatyti
mystikus. I'm hankering to see Radha and Krishna having their transcendental pastimes.
Labai norėčiau pamatyti Radha ir Krishna atliekančią tą nuostabią.
And that hankering is also very good, you see.
Ir va šitas noras pamatyti tai ir taip pat labai gerai.
In fact, Prabhupada explains.
Iš tikrųjų Prabhupada paaiškina.
The Goswamis were always in that mood of hankering to see Krishna.
Kad Goswami visą laiką buvo persiėmė šitą nuotaiką, visą laiką troško pamatyti.
Hey Radhe Brajadevi ke chalalite, hey Nandasunakutaha, Shri Govardhana kalpa pada patale, kalindivanikutaha. Where are you, of daughter of King Vrishabhanu?
O, kur tu esi, Vrishabhanu, numilėtinė?
Where are you, O son of Nanda Maharaj?
Kur tu esi, Nandas Maharajo sūnau?
Are you on Govardhan?
Ar tu on Govardhan?
Or are you in the groves on the bank of the Jamuna?
Ar tu Jamunas pakrančių krūminuose?
Where are you? Where are you? Where are you?
Kur jūs?
You see, this mood of hankering to see Krishna.
But toks yra didelis, gilus troškimas
intensely
pamatyti,
hankering to see Krishna.
Labai gilus, intensyvus troškimas
is as good as seeing Krishna. So those of us who are not so fortunate like you to be able to see the mystical cows, we can hanker to see the mystical
cows. Turim norėti pamatyti.
And that will be as fortunate as you.
Ir tada mes būsim tokie pat sėkmingi kaip tu, kuris matai.
It's really amazing you think about this verse of the Goswami Astakam. The Goswamis are hankering to see Krishna.
Goswami labai troško pamatyti Krishna.
And you may say, but I thought they could see Krishna.
Bet jūs galite pasakyti, pala, bet aš galvojau, kad jie mato Krishna.
Because it's stated in the Brahma Samhita.
Nes Brahma Samhitoje sakoma.
Premanjana charita bhakti valochanena santaksadai rahidayeshu valokayanti yang shama shundaram chintyagunasvarupam govindamadi purusham dhamaham bhajami. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord. Who was Shama Sundar, Krishna himself. With inconceivable, innumerable attributes.
Kuris pasižymė be galo nuostabiomis ypatybėmis.
Whom the pure devotees see in their heart of hearts.
Kurį tyri bhaktai mato savo širdies gelmėse.
With the eye of devotion tinged with the salve of love.
Ir mato akimis patirtomis meilės balzamo.
So, Prabhupada tells us the pure devotee can see Krishna at every minute. That means the Goswamis can see Krishna at every minute. But yet they're saying, where is he? So, this means they can see him and hanker, they can see him and not see him at the same time. Is it logical? Absolutely not. Is it transcendental?
Ar tai transcendentiška?
Absolutely.
Yes. Be abejonės.
So those of us who are not yet qualified to see Krishna directly face to face, eye to eye, we can take this mood of the Goswamis and embrace this mood. When, oh, when will that day be mine? You see, kabe habe bolo se di namar. When, oh, when will that day be mine? Aparada guchi, shudaname ruchi, kripa bole habe hridoye sanchar. When my offense is ceasing,
kai mano nusižengimai sumažės,
taste for the name increasing,
ir skonį šventiem vardam išauk.
When in my heart will your mercy shine,
kai mano širdyje tavo malonė nušvis.
Kabe habe bolo seidi namar. When, oh, when will that day be mine? So we can go to Vrindavan.
Taigi, mes galime nukeliauti į Vrindavaną.
And we can hanker to see Krishna.
Ir trokšti pamatyti Krishna.
You can have the darshan of Krishna Balaram, Radha Shamsundar, Gornitai.
Galite pamatyti Krishna Balaram, Radha Shamsundar.
You can begin there.
Pradėti nuo to.
Because according to our material eyes, they're just statues.
Taip, mūsų materialių regėjimų, tai tiesiog...
So we can hanker to see them not as statues, but actually as Krishna and Balaram standing there, you see.
Ir dėl to mes galime norėti pamatyti tai ne kaip skulptūras, bet
but what if you can't go to Vrindavan? What if you can't afford to go to Vrindavan every Kartik? What do you do then?
Ir jeigu negalite nukeliauti į Vrindavaną per kiekvieną Kartiką, ką daryti tada?
The good news is Prabhupada has expanded Vrindavan all over the world.
Gera žinia. Prabhupada paskelbė Vrindavaną po visą pasaulį.
Here we are in Vilnius Vrindavan.
Va štai, sėdime Vilniuje.
There is Kaunas Vrindavan.
Kauno Vrindavan.
There is London Vrindavan.
Yra Londono Vrindavan.
There is Bulgaria Vrindavan.
Yra Bulgarijos Vrindavan.
These ISKCON centers are expansions of Vrindavan.
Nes ISKCON centrai tai yra Vrindavanos ekspansijos.
Riga Vrindavan, you see.
Yra Rygos Vrindavan.
So Krishna is actually fully present.
Taigi, Krishna visur yra.
You think these are just some brass statues in here?
Ką galvoju, čia tiesiog žalvarinės skulptūrėlės kažkokios pastatytos.
This is Krishna and Balaram themselves in their most merciful forms of Gornitai.
Yra Krishna Balarama patys savo pačiamis gailestingiausiamis apraiškomis.
They're fully manifest. So you have to learn how to see the deities with the eye of love.
Taigi, turite išmokti pamatyti dievybės meilės sklidinomis.
I was with Prabhupada in Atlanta in
1975.
It was a very auspicious time for me. That's when Prabhupada gave me my Brahman thread.
Man tai buvo labai palankus metas, nes kaip tik tuo metu Prabhupada mane išventino į Brahmanus.
At that time, the main deities in the temple were these big, huge Gornitai deities.
Ir tuo metu pagrindinės dievybės toje šventykloje buvo milžiniškos Gornitai dievybės.
And Prabhupada was sitting on the Vyasasan, looking down at the altar.
Prabhupada sėdėjo ant Vyasasano, žiūrėjo į altorių.
I was standing just on his right side.
Aš stovėjau tiesiog iš dešinės jam, šalia pat.
And Prabhupada said, Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda have appeared in Atlanta. And I was thinking, Prabhupada is seeing them actually standing there. You see. But I'm so dull, I'm just seeing two statues standing there. So now I have to develop that vision that Prabhupada has by his mercy.
Turiu įgyti tokį regėjimą, kurį turėjo Šila Prabhupada, jo malonė.
So that when I look at the deities, I will not just see I will see actually Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda standing there.
Kad kai žiūrėsiu į deivybės, nematyčiau, kad ten kažkokios titulos, kad matyčiau iš tikrųjų.
So in this way, we have to hanker.
Va tokiu būdu mes turime turėti tokį didelį troškimą.
To directly see God.
Betarpiškai pamatyti Dievą.
Purify our vision. The more you hear about Krishna, the more you chant his holy name, the more you honor the prasadam of the Lord, the more you please your spiritual master, the more you render loving service to the Vaishnavas. In this way, Krishna will be gradually become completely visible to you. So, I think we'll stop here. Let's just one more question. One more question.
Then we can.
Yes.
Ar Vaishnavai turi švęsti Divali šventę, jeigu taip, tai kaip?
Should the Vaishnavas celebrate Diwali festival? And if they should celebrate, how?
Prabhupada did actually mention in one letter that we could put candles all over the temple for Diwali. In one letter he said...
Viename laiške Prabhupada rašė, kad Diwali diena mes galime visą šventyklą...
But we're actually celebrating by Damodarastakam. We're having the candles we offer for the whole month. Why one night? We have a festival of lights for a whole month with our Damodarastakam priest.
Tačiau iš tikrųjų, kodėl tik vieną dieną, bet kas per visą reiškia, kartikos mėnesį, dainuodami Damodaraštą, kas siūlome viešpačių lempelę, taigi pas mus tas lempelė, ugnelės siūlymas viešpačių.
So in that one letter he did mention that they could decorate the temple with the candle.
Taigi viename laiške jisai pamini, kad tą dieną galima išdabinti.
But it was never instituted as one of the major festivals of our movement.
Bet tai nebuvo padaryta kaip kažkoks svarbus renginys mūsų.
So it can be done. It can be done. You can put candles everywhere.
Tai galima padaryti, galima išdėlioti tas žvakeles.
So, yes.
This is beside the lecture, but on Govardhan Puja, if I could remember exactly, the devotees sometimes make the animals, form of animals to decorate Govardhan Puja, which is, Prabhupada said, it's not.
Yeah, the question is, when you make a Govardhan Hill, can you make a cow out of sandesh and then eat the sandesh?
Taigi, kartais darydami Govardhaną, baktai iš sandesho padaro karvutes ir
The answer is no. Don't do them. If you want to put a cow on Govardhan, it's okay. Get a plastic cow from the store and put it there and just save it every year as a decoration. But don't make a cow that you're going to eat.
Taigi, jeigu norite karvutes ant kalno padėti, tai dėkite plastikinės, kurios nevalgomos.
There's one pastime where Prabhupada corrected the devotees for this.
Buvo viena konkreti lyla, kai Prabhupada pataisė baktus, kad taip daryti negalima.
So don't make animals that you end up eating. It's not
taigi proper. Nedarykite kažkokių tai gyvūnėlių ant Govardhano, kurios paskui galėtume suvalgyti.
Sometimes the devotees make the faces of the Lord and then the like cakes and things like decorated with like Jagannath face and all that and then cut it. Is that very auspicious?
Well,
kartais taip pat sakoma, baktai padaro viešpatės veidus, pavyzdžiui, džeganatą, tortą ir paskui pjausto.
What do you think? I've never heard anything about
that. Na, reiškia.
Is it very auspicious?
But I do know that actually Govardhan does, Krishna does take the form of a, he actually shows himself to be Govardhan, and there's that famous pastime of Govardhan. We might as well tell that one too while we're at it. Briefly. When you do the Govardhan Parikrama, there's one village called Aniyor village. Just before Sankarshan Kund, which is now being nicely restored. How many of you know that Aniyor village? So what does Aniyor mean? Bring more. So, Krishna assumed the form of the mountain and he was, the Vrijavasis are bringing huge quantities of food to feed him. No matter how much they fed him, he was, bring more.
Krishna įgyjo Govardhanos kalno pavidalą. Ir Vrajabasi nešė ten įvairiausius valgius, maitino ir
Aniyor, duok dar. No matter how much they brought Krishna, he could never be satisfied.
Ir kiek benešdavo Krishna niekaip negalėjo liautis valgyti.
The Vrajabasis were completely perplexed. How can we satisfy him? He keeps saying, bring more, Aniyor.
Vrajabasi pasimetė, na kaip mes sugebėsime jį patenkinti.
But then Balaram said, just give him a tulsi leaf. Now he's totally satisfied, you see. So when you do Govardhan Parikrama, when you come to Aniyor village, you can know, you can remember that wonderful pastime of Krishna. So then you come, after Aniyor, then you'll see Sankarshan Kund, and then after Sankarshan Kund, you come to Govinda Kund.
Taigi, pro Aniyor kaimelio praeinate Sankarshan Kundą ir tada pasieks Govinda Kundą.
Which is fun, when Indradev did the bathing ceremony of Krishna.
Ir būtent ten Indradeva maudė Krishna.
That Kunda was formed at that time.
Ir tuo metu tai atsirado ta Kunda.
And Raghunath Das Goswami says, let me always keep that vision of Govinda Kund within my heart.
Raghunatha Dasa Goswami sako, o, kaip norėčiau, kad tas Govinda Kundos vaizdas visą laiką.
So, when we were Govinda Kundos, we also went on the daytime, we did Govardhan Parikrama twice. I told the devotees, now take a good look at Govinda Kundos and photograph it and keep that image always in your heart of Govinda Kundos.
Taigi mes du kartus apėjome dieną Govardhaną ir prie Govinda Kundos aš pasakiau baktant, dabar gerai, gerai, įsižiūrėkite ir va šitą vaizdą,
so,
laikykite.
I'm closing my eyes now and I can see Govinda Kundos and I photograph in my heart, I can see Govinda Kundos.
Aš matau Govinda Kundos savo širdyje.
So anyway, we encourage everyone to do Govardhan Parikrama and get the mercy of Krishna. So Govardhan will be appearing in the form of the halava here, whatever, and you can do Govardhan Parikrama right here in this temple.
We have Giriraj
Shila
here.
You have a Govardhan Shila also. Yeah, very good. Yeah. Wow. Maybe you should, all the devotees from Kauna should come down here then. No, it's not bad.
I won't translate.
A
Govardhan
Shila, wow. Yeah, that's nice. Okay, so we'll stop here. We thank you all very much.
Thank you, labai ačiū jums visiems.
Giri Govardhana ki jai, Shri Prabhupada ki jai. Govardhana Pemarandi.
Hari Bol.
Akarshana Prabhu ki jai.